Good morning. The message this morning was prepared for us by the Reverend Dr. Ted Severns, who is a retired minister of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. He served as a visiting scholar at the Tainan Theological College and Seminary of the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan for 4 years. Ted continues to support the seminary through his writings and directing theses. He and his wife Betty, past president of the WMS Council, also served in Lebanon during the Civil War. As a minister and scholar, Ted served at the Vancouver School of Theology in various congregations and on many committees of the church at all levels. He has titled his message, "The Shady Lady and the WMS," and has based it on our reading today, John 4, 7-30. Mission. Some people sneer at the very word, but Jesus, God's great missionary, was and continues to be our example. Mission is the outreach of God's caring for the whole world. Those who engage in mission are called missionaries. I am addressing you as fellow missionaries. Here is an example of mission remembered in the Gospel of John. It seemed that there was no love lost between Jews and Samaritans. But when Jesus met the woman at the well, the situation changed, and the outsiders became insiders, and the Samaritans were recognized as part of the family of God. He denied the tribal approach of us and them, and you and them. Not just the Gospel of John, but other Gospels tell of mission and the outsider. Luke remembered a parable about a Samaritan man, the Good Samaritan, whom Jesus held up as an example of what it means to be part of the family of God, an example of mission engagement. Mark and Matthew also told of Jesus and a foreign woman from present-day Lebanon, who became the occasion for mission to those outside of Israel. Jesus, the human face of God, ministered at home, but also in foreign territory, foreign to some, but not foreign to the love of God. In Samaria, Jesus was resting at a well, and in the heat of the day, a woman went to the well to get water. High noon is hot in the Middle East, and perhaps you remember that Noel Coward insisted that only mad dogs and Englishmen went out in the midday sun. Not quite true, as here we must include those who seek to avoid others. Going out at high noon meant traveling alone, an indication that the woman was not the most popular person in town. The inference is, who cared about her? A disgusting, disparaged woman with a very shady background. Have you any idea how often the WMS, AMS, or our own congregation has reached out to people like that Samaritan woman? Here we might think of the panhandlers and homeless we meet on our own downtown streets. St. Andrew's WMS has tried to reach out to these marginalized folks by supporting the New Life community in their meal preparation work. The independent grocer tapes that we collect are redeemed for store vouchers, which are then passed on to various groups, but primarily the New Life community. The WMS has also supported the Hummingbird Ministries at the coast by providing prayer shawls for distribution to the First Nations people they work with. Jesus, a man, talked to a woman in a public place. Jesus, a Jew, talked to a Samaritan. This was not common practice. This was not usual behavior. It must have something to do with gospel and good news. Good news to those who are despised and are seen or see themselves as outcasts. Jesus spoke to her. Oops, not culturally acceptable. A man speaking to a woman who was not his wife, daughter, mother, or sister. Surprised? The woman was surprised. Did this person have ulterior motives? The missionary might often be suspect. In Lebanon during the Civil War, your missionaries there were initially suspect, and a common question and accusation was, why are you here? It must be because you are paid very well, or because you are a spy. It would be easy to criticize Jesus of not being aware of the cultural taboos, or if he was not aware, of not respecting them. Certainly, there were lots of laws and traditions that he consciously set aside as unimportant. Very often, our adherence to traditions, even laws, denies and undermines our commitment to God, our sisters and brothers, God's children. Should George Leslie Mackay, when he went to Taiwan in 1871, have accepted rather than condemned the practice of some tribes of the indigenous population who had a perfectly good argument for headhunting? Mackay concluded that headhunting was wrong and worked to end the practice. There is always a good argument to keep what is, and there is always a good argument not to venture to something new, something that could be. Many of you will remember when Dave Broughton proposed a reading and math summer camp for children struggling in their regular school year. Nobody had done it before, but away he and his workers went. Now it is a wonderful success story for our congregation. The same sort of thinking got us involved with Operation Christmas Child under Hallie McDonald's supervision. And how about the new and novel idea of house churches? St. Andrew's WMS is still very much involved in supporting this enterprise. Trying something new can be exciting. Water. I've come for water. And Jesus, God's great missionary, entered into a discussion about water as a symbol of life. That discussion of the relationship between the needs of the body and the needs of the soul has long been encouraged and supported in the mission of the church. In a practical example, especially in Africa, our mission includes digging wells so that women do not have to walk for miles to carry water to their families. On a spiritual level, men and women continue to step forward to offer the good news of the one who quenches our deep desires and genuine needs. Jesus spoke to that Samaritan woman, that shady lady, an apparent outcast from her own society. Someone normally ignored by an adult male, and asked for her help. He was thirsty. He was willing to drink from her water container, and in doing so, ritually contaminated himself. How unusual. And so she was confused. How is it that you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink? Jesus invited himself to join that Samaritan in drinking out of the same cup, a common cup, as it were, and a reminder for us that communion with outcasts is part of our tradition. Many are the Women's Missionary Society and Atlantic Mission Society-sponsored people who ate and drank with those who had not heard the good news of the love of God for any and for all. Mission includes sharing the food and drink of others, developing a taste for what is important to others. That is shocking to many, as we would prefer our separate cups rather than sharing with those people. Being a Samaritan and a woman were two strikes against her, but there is a third strike. This woman was not a good example, not a paragon of virtue, not a nice person. Jesus, God's missionary, didn't turn his back on her. She wore the labels of disrespectability that had been placed on her by others. Nor should we turn our backs to those men and women who wear labels that read no good, untouchable, upsetting, or even disgusting. The gospel writers tell us that Jesus spent his time with such characters. The women of the church have not been afraid to embrace those who are different. Five husbands and living common law, yet our sister and beloved child of God. Yes, for sure. The missionary was asked, where is the appropriate place to worship, Jerusalem or Gerizim, my church or your church? Justin Martyr, over 1900 years ago, observed that all truth belongs to the Christians. That is, wherever truth is found is where our faith should be. Jesus answered the question this way: neither. True worship is worship in the spirit of truth. That's the kind of worship God wants. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in the spirit of truth. Something else. Mission can be costly and dangerous. Many women and men of the church have quietly contributed income, health, popularity, reputation, sometimes even life as missionaries. They are largely forgotten except by God. When in Aleppo, Syria, we heard the story of a missionary who returned to her home after many years, and when the plane landed, there was a huge crowd with welcome home signs. Slight disappointment ensued when the missionary realized the welcome home was not for her, but for the prime minister who was returning from a two-week vacation on a Caribbean island. Then there was a spirit-like whisper in her ear: don't forget, you have not arrived home yet. Again, mission can be dangerous. God's great missionary said, follow me. But the government didn't like that. The religious authorities didn't like that. The empire did not like that and struck back. Jesus joined the ranks of the many who were crucified, in his case because of Rome, but on behalf of his brothers and sisters. We are invited to follow him down that same road, the road that leads to God knows where. For the WMS, that road is by way of India, Malawi, Afghanistan, Taiwan, Haiti, Japan, China, and even difficult places in Canada. Our mission is to individuals and communities. It is to support health projects. It is to undertake educational tasks. It is to teach the joy of music and worship. It is to build and not to tear down. It is to accept and not reject. It is to support the women and children of Afghanistan. It is to support theological education in Taiwan, Lebanon, and Malawi. It is to translate and be translated. It is to challenge gender inequalities in Canada. It is to help those who are refugees. It is to provide bandages for the wounded, but also to address the reasons why there are so many wounded while a few control the economy. St. Andrew's WMS has become deeply involved in two projects over the past 3 years. The first was the Together We Can mission in Guatemala, followed by the Save the Mothers campaign in Malawi. The first focused on providing education to women and their families to improve the way they use their resources to produce more and better food crops. The second project aimed at improving the lot of women giving birth in substandard conditions. I think I speak for all our members when I say it has been a privilege to participate in working on these projects, and we would like to express our appreciation to all those in the congregation who have so generously supported us. There are exciting tasks whenever and wherever we are as we partner with Jesus, God's great missionary, in sharing God's caring for the world.